Jointed auf Flux FM mit A War Is Coming. Ein Auszug aus ihrer Debüt-LP Be Sensational, die nach 2 EPs veröffentlicht wurde. Heute Abend spielt sie im Rahmen der Schickschnack-Veranstaltung im schönen Fluxbau und jetzt ist sie bei mir. Wir quatschen über deutschsprachige Songs, über die Liebe, die sie auf einer ihrer ersten EPs untergebracht hat. Wir finden heraus, wie man als klassisch ausgebildete Sängerin und Cellistin komponiert, ob man da wirklich mit dem Instrument anfängt, Songs zu schreiben oder vielleicht mit dem Stift in der Hand. Wir sprechen auch über den gerade gehörten, viel zu zeitgemäß wirkenden Hit A War Is Coming von Jointed und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello, bienvenue, welcome.
Hallo, bonjour.
Bonjour, wie geht's, ça va? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Yes, you've just arrived from Paris or where
yesterday.
Are you coming from?
Oh,
okay, cool.
Yesterday.
Cool, so you had a day off already to relax a bit or?
No. A little bit of meeting and
with the Bureau d'Export people.
Yeah, and a bit of interviews and everything.
Ah, cool.
Nice.
I'm really looking forward to listening to more of your music tonight, mm-hmm. and I really think that people should get into your record. Be Sensational mm-hmm. is a beautiful sounding record with disharmonic moments on there and some beautiful sounds. I just dig the sound of the record. And I found out today that you were classically trained actually as a singer and a cellist.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't forget it all, I guess. Or have you?
Oh, I think I have, actually.
Have you tried to forget your classical training? No, but I really love the fact that there's disharmonic moments on there, and I wanted to know, in which way are you composing those songs? Are you, with the classically trained background, are you sitting down sometimes and writing down notes, or are you just trying out stuff with the instrument in your hand?
Well, a little bit of everything, actually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I hear a melody and I write it down, mm-hmm. and or I record it because if I'm in the street or, and sometimes I even tried sometimes just to write at the table, as we say, you know, without any instruments, but that I don't enjoy that much anymore, and it's not very good. So, but I try to find words, and which means something to me, and and which sound in a way that I like.
Ah, okay, that's an interesting fact too, because there's a German song on one of your first EPs, and all the German singers and songwriters, they always complain about the fact that they should probably better sing in English or in French because those languages, they have a melody. In German, it's not too much melody in the German language. Mm. So how did you decide to write a German song about love?
Well, that's not my text. That's a Robert Walser text, who was a Swiss writer, whom I love very much. And what I love about his poetry is that it's very simple and very deep at the same time. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was trying to find texts to write music on because I was not confident enough to write my own texts. Mm-hmm. So I chose some very old English poetry in earlier ones, and I found this text and this Liebe text, mm-hmm. and I wrote some music on it.
Okay. And is this the way that you're still working? Are there the words first and then you come up with the melody to it, or is it changing as well?
Well, there's no real rule. Sometimes it's a tempo which begins everything. Mm-hmm. I want a song in a certain tempo with a certain rhythm. And then sometimes it's a melody, sometimes intervals between notes mm-hmm. that I want to sing and hear. Uh-huh. And then I write the lyrics to match these intervals and melodies. But no, there's no rule.
Yeah, but things have obviously changed with you writing your own lyrics. You've become more confident, obviously. You don't have to go back to Swiss authors from way back when.
Well, I took some help from very beautiful poets. I'm not saying that I am now, but it feels better to sing my own words now.
Yeah. And that's something that I've learned about you today as well. You started out as a musician singing songs of other people and other musicians and other composers, and you didn't feel too well about it. When did you discover your own voice and your own way of making music?
At the beginning, I was very happy, and I got very lucky to have lots of working proposals, and I worked a lot, and I felt very lucky and very happy about that.
Yeah.
But at some point, That's
was that
true.
More in a classical area of music?
No,
or?
That was in jazz.
Okay.
But not in a contemporary kind of jazz, not a classical traditional jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not sing words. I would sing very complicated music. And at some point, I guess it's just time passing by. You get to know yourself better and it didn't match anymore.
Yeah.
And so I had to find something that really made me happy.
Yeah, because that's something that I really love about your music as well. It has a unique sound to it. Your voice has a unique sound to it. You know, you're listening to that song and you'll be like, oh, cool, that's Jen. You know, that's a good thing. And so many artists struggle with that too. They sound like Eddie Vedder forever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got also very lucky to meet Dan Levy from The Do, which I know you know very well here in Germany. And he produced the CD and the music, and we worked together very closely on the songs. And he helped me very much.
See, there's a connection to The Do,
yes,
whom we love as well. That's so
yes,
nice.
I know you do.
We've played A War Is Coming just a few minutes ago. It's a song that sounds a bit too contemporary right now, although you've written it ages ago, actually.
Yeah, a few years ago.
And it's more about an internal conflict, right?
That's right.
Mm. Yeah. But how has that song changed a bit after the Paris attacks for you? Or?
Well, we had a concert the day after, and I didn't feel like singing it, so we didn't. I sing it now because it's something about internal conflict, but it's also about the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Of course, I think everything sounds different now. So
yeah.
Every words of every song can have another meaning. So.
Yeah. But I really think that it's important for you to keep singing that song, because otherwise you would have let those motherfuckers decide which song are you're going to sing. You know what I'm saying?
It's just that's what I do, and that's my songs, and I'll keep singing my songs.
Yeah. So you haven't been in Paris with the band. I think at the 13th you've been touring.
No, we're away.
Yeah, but you've been back to Paris already, I guess.
Yep.
How's the vibe there? How do Parisians react to the situation?
I don't really know. I wasn't there, and so I feel very protected of some kind of violence wave and fear, a wave of fear that was in the city. But I think people are sad, a bit feisty. They want to go out and keep living, and sometimes a bit afraid as well. But I think that's quite normal, and we have to learn to live with this now. That's not very happy time.
No.
But I feel very lucky to be a musician, being able to play. So I'll keep on doing that.
Yeah, and we're lucky to have you, and we're really grateful for you that you continue to play music, and that you're going to play your show tonight at our very own Flux Bar. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for visiting us, and thank you for tonight's show. I'm already thanking you for it. Wer heute Abend vorbeikommen möchte, der muss noch ein paar Minuten dranbleiben. Ich habe nämlich gleich noch June Moon bei mir im Studio, die spielen heute Abend auch. Hier jetzt aber nochmal schnell der Jean Edet Song von der ersten EP. What was the name of the Swiss author again?
Robert Walzer.
Ah, Robert Walzer, now I got it. Jean Edet mit Liebe auf Flux FM. Thank you, bye.
Thank you very much.